Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a don't trick it off Sunday for the Falcons.
That's a really good way to put it.
It is a don't trick it off Sunday for the Falcons.
Yeah, I was thinking about just sort of the, you know, some of the conversations coming out of the wins that they've had this year. And one thing I keep hearing people say, and I think we've said it too, but I've heard a lot of people say is it just kind of feels a little different. Like winning those games in those moments in the clutch, coming up with the big play, maybe the ball bouncing your way a little bit here and there, or the flag not being thrown in your direction here. All the Falcons have missed some calls too, but just some of the early season results have felt a little bit different, a little bit more fortunate. Maybe you're doing better in those moments. Maybe you're executing better in those moments, but good fortune can be a part of it as well. If it really is different, then you'll show up on Sunday and handle your business. Look, no, most teams don't blow teams out in the NFL. Yeah. I'm not saying you're going to show up and beat them by 40, but there's a convincing nature to which a lot of wins can happen. I'm not sure. I'll look it up. But if it is different, then you're going to go out there and you're going to dominate this team that you're better than for four quarters.
Yeah, you're going to take care of your business.
Then you're going to go up there and it's going to look like it's looked at times against this team.
Like this game, and like you were saying, there are not a lot of blowouts in the NFL. You're absolutely correct. But this game shouldn't come down to how the last two games play.
The last five games been a drive that they needed to win.
I mean, I have all the confidence in the world that Kirk Cousins, if he has the ball last, they're going to win the football game. But it shouldn't have to come down to that.
They're favored by six.
Okay. It shouldn't have to come down for that. And so I think that, you know, the biggest thing, and we'll talk a lot more about it tomorrow, is it all starts up front on the defensive side. Carolina has to run the ball. Not that they want to. They have to run the ball to be some kind of success on offense.
Right.
That's what they want to do. Chuba Hubbard, he's fifth. I found fifth yesterday. Yeah, fifth in the league in rushing. So that's what they want to do. They want to give him the ball as much as they can. So with that being said, you're going to have to play. You're not going to play as much as the two high that we talk about with Jesse and Justin back there. Somebody's going to have to be in the box. Now, Nate Lamb is back. That's going to help you run deep.
Yeah.
This is going to be a big boy defensive line pad game. Mm-hmm. You know, we saw Roro last week played really, really well. He's going to have to play a lot, but these guys are going to have to, I'm talking about up front, they're going to have to stop the run, especially on first down.
Yeah, no doubt, because look, that's as competent as Andy Dalton is, and he looks certainly better than Bryce Young, so I think he's maybe looked even better than he is by comparison. He's not going to beat you with his arm. He doesn't have a ton of great weapons over there. They've got some big bodies, but they don't have a ton of great weapons over there. What they want to do to the Falcons is what other teams outside of the Bucs were able to do to the Falcons in the first month of the season, which is control the clock, stay on the field on third down, prolong drives, keep the Falcons' offense off the field, because I know it's one big performance with a couple of other good drives before that. Hopefully coming out of this game and going forward, we can say that the Falcons' offense is a big weapon and maybe even the identity of the team.
Yep.
One big performance, maybe you can't go that far yet, but the Panthers don't have that type of firepower on offense. No. They want to keep that Falcons offense on the sideline as much as they can. And again, we're one game removed from talking about a team that was second worst in the NFL in terms of time of possession.
Mm-hmm.
So it can happen. it can happen to this team that they could be relegated to the sidelines on offense and be watching drives sustained by the other team. That, you're right. Absolutely right. You got to stop the run. You got to do a good job against those guys. Getting Landman back will be good. Joe Patrick was on with Abe last night, actually, I was listening to, and he said he expects Troy Andersen to play, too.
Okay.
Like the day-to-day part of it, Abe said, when will that day be? He said Sunday at 4:25. And that's just him speculating off being there and talking to people, that's our insider saying that, so that would be good, too. I thought he said that about Troy Andersen. He didn't? Oh, okay. Oh, I misheard that. Okay. Well, we'll ask him about that. I'm not sure. But we'll ask him about that at 1:20 today, too.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I think that, you know, having your run stuffing, because he is the better of the three linebackers as far as run stuff, because of the fact that he's physical in the box and all those different things. Not saying that Troy and not saying that Caden is not physical, but they're not like him. Like, he just goes in there and just – Like, I'm going face first in this thing.
Who?
Lemon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so to have him back and everything. But, again, this defense is going to have to play. They're going to have to tackle well. They're going to have to run fit. They're going to have the run fits right and everything like that, because that is what you should. I mean, even if Chip has a good game, they're still not a good football team. But you don't want that one element that they do the best on their offense to dictate, like you said, the clock and all those different things, how many plays you run on offense. And on the other side from Atlanta, Atlanta needs to get the run game going. They need to go ahead and start getting this game, run game rolling, going, getting Bijan and getting Tyler Allgeier some positive plays, a positive run. These are those type games where get right game. You know, the Falcons need to get, the Falcons need to get their run,
it
their run game right,
right
to, you know, just to build on some things and go forward. But, yeah, they're not good.
They're not good.
They're just not a good football team.
And
it's talent, it's culture, it's whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
They're just not good.
Yeah, they're not. They're not. They haven't been good. They didn't do a ton to address the problems that they had. They lost some good players. It's not a good organization.
Right.
I think it's probably the worst-run organization in the NFL right now, but the Jets are making a pretty strong claim for that title. And we'll get to that in an NFL No Huddle. But the other thing, though, is because we say it because it's true, and it tends to be true for the most part, that most games are close and the NFL teams don't often get blown out. These guys do.
Yeah.
They suck. Can I tell you the results of the losses that they've had this season?
Let me hear it.
Week one, they lost 47-10. That's a 37-point loss. That's a blowout. Week two, they lost 26-3. That's a 23-point loss. That's a blowout.
Mm-hmm.
Week four, they did a good, though they won week three somehow. They beat the Raiders.
Yes, because they're the Raiders.
Raiders are terrible.
The, Raiders.
The Bengals beat them 34-24. That's the closest margin of loss that they've had. That's 10 points.
Yes.
Like, we'll take that.
Yes.
And then last week, the Bears beat them 36-10. I mean, 26 points is a blowout
yes.
in the NFL. So most teams don't get blown out.
Right.
This team does. This team does get blown out. So it would be total, because it's something we have not seen yet this year, even in the great wins they've had in a row. Yeah, playing with a lead.
Yeah.
And maybe that would lead to what we're asking for.
Has Atlanta been in a victory outside of before halftime or something?
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, let's get a victory formation.
No, they've had to drive to win.
Yeah, that's why I was – no, I'm talking about maybe at halftime or something.
Maybe they knelt to go to halftime.
I don't know.
But, yeah, no, that's the crazy thing about this year is all five games have come down to the offense with the ball in their hands with a chance to win. Mm-hmm. They're 3-2. They did it three times. They didn't do it twice, and that's why the record is what it is. This should be a game where you don't have to do that in the fourth quarter. Hopefully it's a game where you go out and get a lead early, and then you can see what it looks like with your pass rush playing with a lead.
Yeah,
maybe that's what leads to a couple of those sacks that we're asking for.
I agree with you right there. And I know Ross said that with the boys yesterday. I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, unless you have a generational, bona fide Hall of Fame pass rusher who don't matter, because I said to myself, well, hell, I mean, I've seen Jalen sack, and I've seen Justin Fields sack by a really good pass rusher.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean? So you could say play with the lead or whatever. However you build your team, whatever, whatever, unless you have one of them dudes. All right? And so, yeah, you want to see what it's like to, you know, to maybe do some different things, some different personnel groups if you're the defense and things like that. But, yeah, I mean, I would like to see you get a couple sacks. You know? I mean, Andy's not unsackable, you know. He's very much a statue. He's not going to run for too many yards. So.
I thought you were talking about me.
No.
I was like, I'm very sackable.
Yeah, Andy's very sackable. We know that. You're not going anywhere.
No.
But Andy Dalton.
Mobility is low.
Andy Dalton is not going anywhere. So if you can find a way to stop that first down and make them, like, you know, third and seven. Because third and seven, a lot of times, you know, that play action is gone, you know, and then all you have is that ability to just go get the quarterback.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.